Great, our recording started. Welcome everyone. Welcome to people who are joining us for the first time. Before we start, I want to just share a few things. One is about our meeting. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, how we structure this is I'm going to talk on the topic for a bit and then open it up to hear from you. And so that's what the purpose was when I first started these teleseminars 10 years ago, was to make sure we as a community, that you were also involved if you had questions or something you wanted to share with us about Sydney Banks' teachings or the principles, or you had questions about that. So I'll tell you how to do that as we go along. You just press star 2 on your phone, and I'll see that you have something you want to share, and I'll open up and I'll unmute you. The other piece I wanted to just let you know is I'm going to be offering my 11th year of the Missing Link book group. It's a year-long exploration of Sid's book, and we read a chapter a month together, and people contribute their insights and realizations about the readings for that month. We read together, and it's just filled with warmth, with love for one another, and some really wonderful insights. So it's a great way to go deeper about the Missing Link book itself. The link for that information will be in the email I sent you about recording. When you get the recording, you will, at the bottom of the list of ways that you can listen to this teleseminar will be the Missing Link information, the link for it. Okay, well, that was a lot. So let's start, because I really have, in the past half year, really seen more and more about happiness. And I just love the title, Happiness, You Can Be Happy No Matter What. It's something Richard Carlson, a friend of mine, wrote one of his first books around this title. Oh my goodness, it must have been in the 1990s, you know. But what I want to start with is that you have to really believe in the fact that you already have access to happiness. It's already what you are. It's really your true nature to experience this essence we call happiness. So you really have to really be committed to take a look, to open up to the fact that this is true. That you really are, as Sid would call, an energy that we would call happiness. Love and understanding is another way to look at it. And the reason you could say you can be happy no matter what is because happiness has nothing to do with the outside circumstances of your life. It's not related at all to that. Your own, this pure nature that you are has no relationship to what's going on around your life, because it's there. That's what you are. In essence, that's why we're here alive, is to go find that, live more in that. As you live more in that happiness, you feel, the oneness with life, the oneness with nature. You get thinking that guides you to be generous, to be kind, to listen better, to be considerate. to be thoughtful. So this is the first piece to really begin to just reflect on. You can't force yourself to realize that your true nature is happiness, that's what you're meant to live in. You have to just get a sense of wanting to see that deeply and keep looking in the direction of that. Keep reflecting. Keep considering that is true. One of the statements that Sid said on one of his tapes that started me to look more deeply at, actually woke up my understanding of happiness more, was on a tape he said, the most unnatural state for human beings is to be unhappy. And that hit me profoundly. Can you really hear that? It's the most unnatural state being happy. So, wow, I mean, that woke me up at a deeper level that we're meant to be happy. That's our nature, the essence of what we are, is to be happy, to enjoy the life around us. And, you know, you have feelings like that. You've been on a picnic and just had laughs and enjoyed being with people you were with. I just said a picnic, but really, I'm sure anything that you've had times when you were visited, when it just appeared in you, a happiness, a time of fun, a time of gratitude. So if happiness is our natural state, why aren't we living there more? Well, because of the way we're using, and I love to say it this way, the gift we're given of thought. We're given this gift as soon as we come to life to think in the way of to know the life around us. To create, you know, opinions and judgments and all the kinds of things humans get involved in about the circumstances of their lives. So it's a misunderstanding. About our outside circumstances, getting in the way of just living. There's a lot of qualities of the way to think that get in the way. Jealousies, desires, assumptions about yourself, thinking about yourself, judging others, thinking you've got the right way to go on and on of all the ways people have learned to use this thought, that really keeps them away from this nature of happiness, this pure essence that we are. And that's all you need to see. See, all you need to, again, today is open up more to the truth that the only thing in the way of you being happy right now, being at peace of mind right now, feeling love and understanding right now is the thinking we're in. And you don't have to worry about trying to figure out what kind of thinking you're in. You don't have to worry about changing the thinking you're in. You just want to realize more and more that the only thing in the way of that happiness, the feelings you're wanting to live in, enjoying life, just enjoying the moment, let's say, is the way you're thinking. I've shared many, many times a really powerful experience I have with one of my clients. Those of you that have been on former past teleseminars have heard it, but it's coming to mind again. You know, this client of mine, Mabel, who was really depressed. She was like 85 years old, and she said, "I don't want to be depressed any longer. I want to live the rest of my life happy." And so we were talking together, like, not so much like how we're talking now, but about these principles of mind, thought, and consciousness. We're talking about how thought works, and it was going nowhere. And we met about six times, and she wasn't really really realizing anything that was helpful. And I, out of frustration, I said, "Well, Mabel, man, is there any time in your life, in your day, that you're happy?" She kind of thought, "Yeah." And that surprised me, because I hadn't seen her to be happy at all. And so I said, "Well, when?" She says, "When I wake up." "So when you wake up in the morning, you're happy?" She said, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, what happens to that?" And she says, "Well, by the time my feet hit the slippers, I remember I'm depressed." And that hit her. "I remember I'm depressed. I'm a depressed person." Oh, and then once she had that thinking, away she was no longer aware of it. Because now she's a depressed person. And then it opened up all of the thinking that she had through her years of being a depressed person. "Nobody calls me anymore. My daughter doesn't like me. I was a terrible wife to my husband." All the thoughts we get. And it doesn't have to be that negative, but you know, we get thoughts not about maybe us being depressed, but we get thoughts about, "Well, I shouldn't have done that. I should know better. What's wrong with me? Man, I wish I could do, I wish I could act as great as my friend. I wish I could develop my business as well as my friend does." There's numerous ways we have developed in the use of this power we have to think. And all of that that we engage is in the way of happiness. And that's all you need to see. Now, when Mabel said she remembered she's depressed, what happened wasn't that she just realized she thinks she's depressed. She realized that thinking about herself that way took her away from happiness. She just realized it in the moment, and it changed her. It changed her. And that's what happens to us as well. If we begin to relate to our thinking with more understanding, that it's just learned ideas we were given growing up, or some learned ideas we made about ourselves or other people or the way to think about life. If we wake up to that, we're going to be more open to happiness and these beautiful feelings that we are naturally, how we're made to live, what's natural for us. So that's all we need to see. Is the only thing in the way is the thinking we're doing right now. Even if we're not aware of thinking, if we're not in this nice feeling, thinking's in the way. It doesn't mean then that you add more thinking to your thinking, like, you know, "Oh my God, you know, what am I doing with my thinking? I'm doing something wrong here. I should change my thinking." Nothing like that. It's just waking up more and more just to the point that the only thing in the way of all of us thinking. That's all we need to know. And start to really see that as more and more, we can ways to get quieter about our minds. And start to open more to the happiness that's within us. The other beautiful thing about what I heard on that tape of Sydney Banks, when he said that the most unnatural state of a human being is to be unhappy, was that he was talking then about these feelings we're calling happiness. He also called them beautiful feelings. Feelings we have of such beauty and love, we can't imagine how much of that we really are. We really are. There's so much depth toward what we're calling happiness and beautiful feelings. But he also said there's wisdom in those feelings. He said there's no wisdom in any kind of negative feeling. There's no wisdom in that, because that's coming from our habitual learned thinking. But the wisdom about how to go forward in your life, what steps to take, how to handle the circumstances you're faced with, lie within the state of happiness or beautiful feelings or love and understanding. All of they lie in there. So you could be given the thought of forgiveness. You could be given hope. You could be given something you realized before about how to handle the situation. Within the state of beautiful feelings and the state of happiness. So there's so much going forward that I hadn't realized. I didn't know any of this. You know, I had moments before looking in the direction of Sydney Banks' teachings. I had moments, of course, of being happy. I had moments of being loving. But I thought they were okay, but I had to get down to business. I had to tackle all of these circumstances of my life, you know. Yeah, I can be more happy. I got to get my PhD degree. Yeah, I could be happy. I got to get this job. Yeah, I'd be happy if things weren't so demanding. You know, we'd make a list, right? Because once you get your thinking going, it'll give you more and more and more and more. There's no end to thinking gets in the way of our happy being, because I didn't know it was already there for the taking. It was already there for me to live in. Those moments when I was just having a really happy, fun morning, or just at peace, you know, or just having a laugh with someone, or just being grateful. I didn't realize that I had, at that moment, dropped into the natural state I was meant to live. So, you know, everybody, all of us are innocent, and because we don't know this. But once I woke up, I would wake up to how my thinking was getting me into away from the feelings and the wisdom that goes with it. I'd start to wake up to it. It just occurred to me. I was just coaching someone the other day, and she woke up to the thing about how my thinking's off. That's what woke up with to her when we were talking about this. She realized, oh, my God, I just know now that my thinking's off. You know, rather than thinking there's something wrong with me, I'm so judgmental, or I'm so jealous, or I get so caught up about might not deem beautiful look she saw. I don't have to look at all that. I just realized I think it's off. And that was it. She found that she's been thinking that's moving her away from her own happiness and well-being, also the wisdom that goes with it. And I'm just sharing this with you because that's what shows up for all of us. Once we start getting to take a look at the fact that we just have habits of thought that look enticing, that we're vulnerable to taking a look at and engaging. Once we realize that thinking moves us away from our natural state, we wake up to it. Something will occur to you. Like for me, it's like my thinking's going south, or it just wakes up that, oh man, there you are, you're caught up in your thinking. You know, I talked about my friend Keith Blevins, and he did a long time in the principles teachings, talked to people about, look at this indentation on my forehead. It's from going, oh no, there I go again. He slapped his hand on his forehead. Oh no, there I go again. That's how he wakes up. Not every time, but I just want you to get a sense that there's nothing here to practice. You don't have to think about a strategy to, you know, change your habitual thinking. If you look at the direction of what we're talking about today, if you open up and really have a sense that your natural state is to be happy, is to be, is to be ordinary, is not to be so serious, is to just live in beautiful feelings. That's all you need. And if you can just get a feel for the fact that if you're not there, like me, not saying that you should be there 24/7, be impossible, I think, because we're not always at that level of thing. But just waking up is enough. Just having a sense that this is true. The thinking I'm doing, getting so caught up in my thinking, is keeping me away from where I really want to live. I mean, you know, it's hard to remember how I was before I was introduced to Sydney Banks and this understanding, which really changed me. And it changed me in the relationship to my wife. We had a really nice marriage, but I thought, well, we could be happier if only she would. I could be more loving if only she would, you see, changing my circumstances. You see that? Changing my circumstances. Well, when I woke up to this understanding that that thinking I was having kept me from being happy, just happy in marriage, just living in beautiful feelings with someone. And with that came wisdom. I saw ways that my wife was sharing love toward me that I hadn't noticed before, because I said if she really loved me, she would show it this way. That was the way to show me. See how our thinking is so attractive. And we really, we put that thinking, we're getting mixed with there. Happiness, love, looking for it. It's there now. Right now. That's what you want to start to feel. Not to do anything, just to know it's right here now. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to think anything. I share that all the time when I used to work with couples. And they come in to see me, and they'd be complaining about their partner. One would take turns. They would take turns complaining to me about their partner. And when I got a chance, and they felt like they could, I felt like they could trust what I had to say to them. I said, let's stop here for a minute. I want you to do something here. how we're going to work together. Because right now, sitting here, right now, in your complaining state, you have the money. We're not going to be about each other. And so, is it different for being service people? Is it to help them see that this is putting them in the wrong direction? Because what they're trying to find is getting their partner right or getting themselves to some ideas, expectations, ideas that were given to you, some ideas you learned in school about how to be, what you need to do. What you need is right here. Right now, as we are together on this seminar, we are already happiness. We are already love and understanding. See, you have it. It has nothing to do with your circumstances. You can be happy no matter what because you are already. And we just learned to think about the circumstances have to add up for me to really be happy. They never add up because they're made up. They're made up by our ancestors, you know, people that went, our grandparents, parents, all as ways of learning. Life. And fortunately for us, we're blessed that we had some knowledge come into life where we can begin to stop that thinking and realize we are already beautiful beings. It's already the happiness we're looking for. Were it not for our thinking. I'm going to start with something that again, I just heard from Sid that was so profound. He was talking about, let's see if I want to get it right. He says, you don't know what you truly are. You are really nice, really beautiful, very nice. So we're that. We're that energy. And for me, what I do when I hear that, that really touches me, is I just kind of keep looking there. I just keep looking to, wow, I'm nicer than I think I am. I'm more beautiful than I could even imagine as a being, not the physical presence, the being. So I just want to stop here and sharing with you that the topic today. And I'd love to hear from you. And as I said at the beginning, this is really what I dreamed of in starting these teleseminars 12 years ago. So, if you have a question about today's presentation, if you want to share something about today's presentation, understanding of the principles or Sydney Banks or have questions about that, all of that's open for you to share with us. So to do that, you have to press *2 on your phone. And I'll see that you want to share something and I'll open up. And Janet?
Yes.
Hi, Janet.
Hi, Mark. Well, as you're speaking, I'm thinking about something that happened in the past and recently. When I was in college, I was probably 22 or 23, I met this very good-looking young man, and we fell in love, and we enjoyed each other's company so much But after a couple of years, I took him home with me for Christmas to Kentucky to meet my family. And my parents made up this thing to get my brothers to take him somewhere. And while they were gone, my parents said, "He's not for you." And I said, "What do you mean he's not for me?" And they gave me a bunch. That was a Freudian slip because it was my mom mostly. They gave me a bunch of reasons why he wasn't right for me. And so I thought, okay, if my parents say so, he must not be right for me. But I still married him. And after I married him, the whole time I'm thinking, I should have listened to my parents because he's not right for me. And can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. And so we've been divorced for, 40 plus years. And he came recently. He's retired now, and he came to visit the girls, my daughters, his daughters. And he noticed that I had a light bulb out. So he went through the entire house and fixed every light bulb in the house. And I thought, that's such a nice thing to do, you know, for someone who hasn't been your wife for a very long time. So after he left, my daughters and I were talking, and I said, "You know what I wish?" And they said, "Yeah, you wish you never divorced Dad." It's not funny, but that's exactly what I was wishing.
Yeah.
Based on the negative thoughts my parents planted in my head, I always thought about, I saw the negative in him. And then after we were apart from each other for years and years, I looked at him and thought, this is the father of my children, and this is the person who I should have stayed with. And it's the power of negative thinking. I think if that's what you're getting with, I could have been happy with this man if I had allowed myself to. But because my parents said he's not for you, I watched every move he made and said, yeah, they're right, he's not for me. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jenna, thank you so much for sharing. I think that's helpful to all of us. The power of, and that's how we learn, the power of thoughts being passed our way. And when we're still vulnerable to the influence of parents or friends could say the same thing. And people can carry that with them and look at their spouse through the lens of those ideas, those thoughts passed our way, rather than the feeling you had that you described to us before you took them back to Kentucky. You had the feeling, what the feeling of this teleseminar. And again, you know, just looking at the vulnerability we have as human beings, not knowing, see, didn't understand at that time that that on the call to just get a sense of how powerful it is to override or lose sight of the most valuable way to live life from those beautiful feelings of enjoying a person in your life, of having fun with a person in your life, of knowing you're meant for each other. The thing, it's just human condition. And so it's just allowing ourselves to wake up more and more to this truth. Just sit more with it. Just keep it with you. Nurture the truth that really the only thing in the way of you being happy today or being peaceful today, or love understanding today, is the healing work and nurture. So, you know, I begin to undermine them and test your nature is through you. So, Jen, anybody else want to share or have a question? Just press star 2. Wasn't that beautiful, Jen? That's what I love about these seminars. I know if you've heard other ones, you can hear that people sharing a wisdom. They have something to share with us that shares about the same topic, but in a different way. And maybe more people are able to hear the topic as people in our community here share. I think the other thing I just reflected on, I'm not saying that you're doing this, Janet, or Janet does this, but you don't want to live in regret. What you want to live in is understanding. So you can just go forward knowing that the love you felt for this person was really the way, is really the feeling to honor, not your thinking about other people or yourself. Because, see, regret misses that understanding piece of love. What we want to see is that every time, you know, we're acting all the time. The behavior, the decisions we make are really the result of the quality of thinking we're in. Maybe later we wake up with more common sense. Well, we can't use that against ourselves while we were years ago or even last week. Because the way we were before was we didn't have this, this insight into the way of thinking. So, they're the same as you, and you're not seeing it from them because they're thinking it's in vain, but they don't know it. You've got an understanding that can help you too. They can also everybody is naturally happy every moment of life, except for the fact that their thinking's in the way of them connecting to it. So you want to see that around your life. You want to see that with everyone, because you're connected to everyone that way. See, everyone's naturally happy were it not for their thinking. So when that comes out of people, you can enjoy it more. When it's not there, you can have an understanding that they're missing that happiness and expressing themselves in a negative way because of the quality of their thinking. Okay. And in other words, instead of taking other people personally, you see how impersonal it is because everyone is the same. See? And so anybody who is caught up in struggling thinking is going to act the same way. They're going to be negative. They're going to be inconsiderate. They're going to be hurtful. And maybe to a greater degree than others, but it's just the thinking that's getting in the way of their being able to express happiness. So that was neat. It was just great to see that on the call with you, to share with you that everybody around you is meant to live. Their true nature is happiness, and they have it now. They have it now. And you might see that out and about, and you're dealing with a stressful person, and you really are in a considerate space, and you are kind to them. You're understanding to them. 99% of the time, they relax. 99% the time they think that's what they can provide you, and it'll keep you from taking it personal into an emotional reaction that you keep thinking about for days. At the most, it could be that you share your love and happiness and well-being with people. I shared this story a couple of teleseminars ago, but my wife and I were going grocery shopping, and as I was driving to a parking space, there was a man in a chair with a sign saying, "I'll pray for you." And so, as I shared before, I got judgmental. And I said, "Oh man, that guy, I wonder how much it's going to cost to say a prayer for you." As we parked, my wife didn't go there. My wife was curious. I'm going to go see what he's about. And so she went with an open heart, you could say. Affected by my being, right? She comes back and she says, And he just shared that 4 years ago, he had a realization about prayer, that prayer helps the ministry of praying. And that's all he wants to do is if you have somebody you want him to pray for them, and it changed me completely. I dropped my judgmental thinking, and my heart went out to this person. I can feel who you need to lean in. She said, "You know what? I'm going to go back and ask him to pray for my real name. My wife suffering from a terminal illness." So the reason I bring up this story is that it taught me once again how my thinking get in the way of really connecting to a person, huh? Of really knowing a person, knowing the humanness of the person. And in fact, it wouldn't matter at that time if there was a fee involved. Because my wife was then touched and was generous and offered to give him, you know, a little donation for his ministry. He did not make it. But you see, even the money wouldn't have mattered, being in that feeling of happiness, of connection to another person in love, in generosity. Again, a topic today that you can be happy no matter what. And hopefully you've seen some truth about that for yourself. It's a beautiful thing to just walk around and just kind of remember that your natural state is to be happy. Your natural state is just be an ordinary human being. Your natural state is to be in love and understanding. And then to just know that the wisdom about how to handle things in life is available to you there. It's available to you when you just drop into a nice feeling. So you don't have to work so hard at with the circumstances of your life. Well, I want to thank you all for joining us today. I hope people who are new to the teleseminars enjoyed this teleseminar. I just wanted to remind you that you will get a recording in a few days about this teleseminar. And you'll receive it if you've received emails from me about the teleseminar. And remember, look to the bottom of the email to information about my missing link group for 2026. Thank you for being here, everyone. Enjoy the month. We'll be back together again next month. Bye.